Welcome to the IPMA's interview series, Who Am I? I'm Alfred Wilhawk, your host. Today we have David Wood, and welcome to the show, David. How did you get involved in music?
I started out when I was a little boy, always wanting to entertain. We're talking toddler age up through, you know, young boy stage, and I would get up on the coffee tables and sing into a hairbrush in front of my family, and just always do that. Somehow I always knew I was meant to entertain and be some type of star or celebrity, if you will. And then one night, my father was a radio DJ at the time, and he brought me home this old broken microphone, and there you go, I had it. You know, it was just all she wrote. That was the best thing since sliced bread. And then in my teen years, I had a love of this sound that was coming out of the music business and on the radio airwaves. And this, there were Duran Duran, there were people like Madonna, New Order, things like that, who used synthesizers and used drum machines. And I loved it because my mother was a dancing disco queen. And I've always loved music from that time and through the 80s. So I've always loved dance pop music, and which is really unusual for the pagan culture, I think, because most people do hard rock, folk or what have you. And I think a lot of people don't really know how to take me. But that's how I got started. So I started on these Casio keyboards from Kmart, you know, and playing around. And my stepfather at the time, this was probably around 86, 87, 88, got me the real deal. Got me the synthesizers, the drum machines, the microphones, the small little digital home stereos as far as the 80s were back in that time. And I was making real music. So I just kept trying and studying and honing my skills until I started getting what I thought was pretty good at it. And left Kentucky when I was 18, 19, I can't remember. But, yes, I did grow up in Kentucky, and I left there and ended up making my home base here in Columbus, Ohio, and found a manager, did all kinds of national club tours, And really, just started getting myself going in the mainstream business that way. And, of course, in 1987, I started reading books on witchcraft and paganism and things like that. And I became a witch and self-dedicated myself. And 10 years later, in 1997, I joined the Black Forest Clan. And since then, I have progressed along. I'm now a chartered clan head within the Black Forest Clan and have three covens underneath me right now. So everything I set my mind to, I always make happen. And music has always been a passion, a love. It's the greatest love of all above any relationship there is. So I spend most of my time going to a day job and working my music at home at night and just getting myself out there and just enjoy doing it. Wow, that was a long answer, wasn't it?
Fantastic. So, what for you, what is the best thing about being a pagan musician?
And that's actually where I was getting ready to go. Don't stay totally with pagan music. I write mainstream music because that's where my roots came from. And I do pagan music as well. I try, you know, just like in your spirituality, you have to keep a foot in each world, you know, in the world of the mundane and in the world of the spiritual. So I do that with my music as well. Why can't you do it all? You know, so I do both just because, just because you're a witch or a pagan or what have you, doesn't mean you can't write about everyday things that everyday people can relate to as well. And then you can write about the spiritual things that the pagan community can relate to. So I do both. And that's my answer with that one, actually. So, yeah.
Well, good. Mm-hmm. So if a person was only going to listen to one of your amazing songs, which one would you say is the quintessential David Wood?
Probably my new single I have out right now, which is more of a mundane song, but it does have a little bit of witchcraft in it, and it's called King Bitch. Now, some people have been taking offense to that title. Yeah, some people take offense to that title, but it's about empowering yourself. It's sort of like a mantra where it's, you know, some people think I'm calling myself King Bitch and I'm being, and I am, but if people know me and the message I'm trying to get across is that I'm really not that much of a fierce person unless I'm, you know, messed with. But bitch to me, where I'm coming from in that song is B period, I period, T period, C period, H period. And it means being in total control of himself. And I lost my way for years and demolished my mainstream musical ties by drinking too much. And I finally got myself in check, and I have no shame because there are people who need to hear the message, I do believe, and a lot of people who have thanked me because I have a song called Put the Bottle Down. So as far as one of the songs that it, King Bitch means being in total control of himself, and that's the song that's out right now, and it's pretty fierce and sassy, and I think that's the quintessential David Wood song, but, you know, when I write another one, it'll be that one. So, but my longest-running hit has been in the pagan community, and that's called Hecate, or Hecate. And it was done back in 1997, and it's from the Ashes CD, and people just request that left and right, and she always keeps me in soda pop money. So, the thing is with King Bitch too is being a musician is not an easy thing. I think people who are not musicians, pagan or otherwise, they tend to think we just have this easy job and travel around to do nothing but sing and dance all day. Well, you know, we have to get paid too. And that is some of the stuff that is in the song King Bitch. And there are personal experiences in there. And while it's kitschy little pop song, you know, it has still got some, to me, has some things in there that's hitting the nail on the head with a lot of people who have, you know, caused me a lot of pain and strife. And it's like, I'm king bitch. I'm on top. You are not going to do this to me. And I'm hoping it sort of helps people who have also had a bad time say no. You know, it's okay to say no when somebody is getting involved in your spiritual progress or your musical progress and causing negative overtones for it. So that's my little preachy moment. So thanks for letting me share it.
You're quite welcome. And really the purpose of why we're sitting here is for you to have that opportunity to really share from your heart. That I really, really appreciate it. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of funny. You actually answered my last question already, but let's go ahead and ask it and gives you an opportunity, gives you the floor to elaborate on that if you want. Mm-hmm. So the message that you really want to share with those who see or hear this interview, I'll bet you it's right along the lines of what King Bitch is all about.
It is. The main message, I think, number one, if there are fans that are listening to this, followers, friends, they're all the same to me. This is what I do. This is my life. So I think any audience is my friend, is how I consider it. And that's not blowing a bunch of smoke. It's truly meant. And thank you for listening to my fans out there. And basically the message I want to get across to my people, because it comes from personal experience too, and wear your crown high. That's what King Bitch is. Wear your bitch crown high. Don't let it fall off. That means hold your head up. Be the best at whatever you are. I see a lot of people who are really downtrodden right now because of the way the country's going, whichever, you know, way you stand. I'm not going to get in there, but a lot of upset people right now. I see a lot of people who are feeling loss, devastation, whether it be love falling apart, whether it, you know, be financial problems, health problems. Keep your head held high because, honey, I am here to tell you, you can get through anything. You know, toughen your skin, put on your big girl, your big boy panties, pull them up high so they don't fall off, wear your crown high so it doesn't fall off. You can do anything. You really can. The world shapes itself to your thoughts, so stop thinking negative. Wear your bitch crown. Stand tall. Be king or queen bitch. So that's my message.
Well, thank you, David. And it is an awesome message that I'm sure that many people can benefit from. I look forward to all of the work that we're going to go together and do together. And I am honored that you spent a few minutes of your very busy schedule with me this afternoon. And I look forward to seeing you and hearing you many, 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 many times on WCAS.
Yes. I'm always doing that, or I'm always interviewing somebody, just like you're interviewing me. And, man, I can't wait to meet everybody I've been forming a relationship with online. And it's great to talk to you. Thanks for having me on the IPMAs. And have a great one.
Have a great one too, and of course for all our listeners, don't forget that David is nominated for Male Artist of the Year, and don't forget to vote for your favorite, and I'm sure that David would love for you to vote for him. So David, thank you for everything, and I look forward to further communication with you.
You too. Blessed be.